to be supposed to be here. I think it was 2 years ago, at this time of year, I gave a shiur in this classroom. That was the first time I came to YU. I was supposed to be here. So this is really the third attempt to come to YU over Hanukkah, right? I think there was the first attempt, first days, and then again a couple days ago. And so, third time's a charm. So, Baruch Hashem, it worked out. I'm happy to be here. It's a big schus to be able to give, to learn together with you, to share with you. Especially on Zois Chanukah, which is considered to be the climax, as you know. So let's begin with just a few questions. Every single yontif has its nekuda taiva. So to understand exactly what the nekuda is of Chanukah, Zois Chanukah in particular, the Gemara brings a statement, three different shitas about the psilis and the shmanim, which can be nidlak, which can be lit for Shabbos and for Chanukah. One of the statements is Reb Zira b'shem Rav, that the shmanim and psilis, which you use for Shabbos, you can use for Chanukah. I just want to throw that out now because we'll come back to that a little bit later, Mitzvah Shem. This memra of Reb Zira in the name of Rav, the shmanim and the psilis, which were malik for Shabbos, were malik for Chanukah. Also, the Ari HaKadosh has a kavana. I'm not going to explain the kavana. I'm just going to use it as a drush, Mitzvah Hashem, a little bit later. I'll just say the words. The Ari HaKadosh says that when you're malik diner Chanukah, there's a kavana called nachal, which comes from Rashi Tevo's lahadlik ner Chanukah, alamid chesin anun, which spells nachal. And he explains that there's a shame of Hashem, which is called the shame ma, which is one of the permutations of the Shem Havaya, Mem Hei. Not of that Shem Ma, you have to be mechav in another name of Hashem, which is the Shem Ekye, Aleph Ke, Yud Ke. Together it's Gematria Nachal, he says. Again, we're not going to go into what that means, I'll be Pnimius HaTorah, what the Arizal uses that for, but just have that in mind momentarily. Maybe we'll come back to that in Mirtz Hashem. What is this Alpi Chassidus, Alpi Drush, the sinyan of the Shema, from which comes the Shemekia, which is so central to the theme of Chanukah. Just the other night, I think it was Friday night, so we moved to Woodmere about 5 months ago. And I was walking to a tish Friday night in the neighborhood. And the block which I live on, and the blocks which I live around, they're not so Yiddish yet. So there's a lot of Xmas lights. And I think I was walking Mamish Begate Salmavis. There was a lot of decorations all over the place. And it had me thinking about, because the Golus which we live in, and the whole idea of Hanukkah lights and Xmas lights. And of course, if you take a look at the Tzura of Hanukkah, you'll see, like everything in Kedusha, there's always a Toma which corresponds to it, the Zelu Mazeh. We know that the Sfarim HaKadoshim tell us that this light of Chanukah is no small light. It's a very big light. It's really Me'ein of the Oil Shel Mashiach. If you take a look at what they portray, what they claim with their lights of Xmas, and really their whole sheet is based around the fact that they claim the Mashiach is here. The Mashiach has come. The Yashka is the Mashiach, and we're living in the Yemois HaMashiach. Of course, which Rambam says can't be so, because the Mashiach needs to build the Beis HaMikdash. He has a lot of jobs to do. And Yashka fell very short of those things. But if you take a look at the whole Tzuras HaYantiv of Chanukah, and how they mock that in their Tumah, the obvious one being that we start our Yantiv on the 25th day of the Chodesh, and they start theirs on the 25th of their Chodesh of Tumah. You have the 8 days and the 8 days. The word madlik on the Pesach Habayis. They're also madlik on their Pesach Habayis. Even their 8th day, which they claim is the day of the bris of Yashka, Of course, the whole inyan of the 8 days of Chanukah is because they were goyzer on Bris Milah, and we have 8 days because of that. And therefore, the eighth day, which is today's Eis Chanukah, is a day which is like the Milah, the Yom HaMilah of Chanukah. In fact, they call that eighth day the Rosh Hashanah. It's New Year's. And you know that in Pnimis HaTorah, this day has the Kedusha of Rosh Hashanah, that the whole theme of Rosh Hashanah is today. Matasyo, the B'nai Yisrael Chaz, is Gematria, Rosh Hashanah. That today is like a Bechinas Rosh Hashanah. And I was walking through these lights, and I saw them all around me. I couldn't help but think to myself that these lights of their tumah are literally a melchama against our lights. Although it seems like it's a very friendly fire when a person is walking and he sees the lights all around him, a person has to be very clear. There's a very big halacha which is not recorded in Shulchan Aruch, which is a very important halacha to keep in mind wherever we go. Halacha that Chazal say, halacha that Esav is son of Yaakov. That as much as Esav makes it out to be that they're very friendly and they smile and they give kisses, Vayishakehu, it says that when he confronted Yaakov, it says he gave him a nice big kiss. You have to know that every single kiss which they tried to give us is really a bite. That there's a halacha, unequivocal halacha, that Esav is son of Yaakov. And really the point of their lights, it's really like we said before, it's a gilui of their shita, the Mashiach is here. And what the Ner Chanukah represents is that we're being mitzapel in Mashiach, but Mashiach is not yet here. And the reason why they're madlik at the Pesach Habayis in such a way, which is literally like mahajin min hamahajin, with all different types of colors, and every single year there's new mishagasin, and how they make that you should be more distracted, and the more colors, and brighter lights, and dancing lights, and blow-ups in front of their houses, that they try to take over the Pesach Habayis. Ad kedei kach, that we know that in order to truly fulfill the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, a person doesn't need to light like we do mahajim min hamahajim, that he has to light 8 lights a night, and then the second night 2, and then the next night 3. And al pidyan, you don't even need a menorah at all. The only thing which you need to be yotzei Ner Chanukah is just a little tea light, not even a tea light. You could take a wax candle and stick it up against the wall. And that's your Ner Chanukah. You just need a candle and a base. That's it. Now, if you took one little Chanukah candle and you placed it at the Pesach Habayis of such a home, so you would think that it would literally be batel b'shishim, batel b'elef, such concepts in halacha. But the truth of the matter is that this light of Ner Chanukah is such a powerful light that al-pi pnimius, this light does not have any bittul whatsoever. But even if you had 1,000 glowing dancing lights against one little Ner Chanukah, to the point that if you were walking past it and you were looking for the Pesim Minisa and you were trying to find where is the tea light, where is that little light? And you probably couldn't find it because the whole front of the house is decorated with their tumas. As much as they try to be mevata that light is indestructible. It's not able to become bata. In fact, the opposite is true. And at the times of Mashiach, it will be revealed that this tiny little light is so powerful that it will be mevata all of their lights. That it will make all their lights become chayshah. Because this is the light from which all light comes from. So I'm saying, David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Ba'orcha Nira'or, that Hashem's light is the light from which all light is revealed. It's the source of all light. When we light near Chanukah, there's not an ordinary light. This is a piece of the Or HaGanuz, that it has the koyach to make all the lights which they're madlik become bottled to this light. That it turns all their lights into Chayshach. Chayshach Zuyavon. That as much as they try to profess and to show that really we have the light, when we light this light, it turns all their lights into Chayshach. And when you take a look and you analyze the tzura of what this is, how they light all these lights, that I think in my block, there's maybe 4 from homes. And if you have to count all the red, white, and green lights which they have, it's probably thousands of them. Almost thousands of them. Is this not the tzura of the Nes of Hanukkah, from which tens or hundreds or maybe even millions of Yevani soldiers made a melchama against 5 different Hashmonaim, maybe 7, maybe 9, maybe 11, however much you want to give them, that they thought they can extinguish the Koyach of Klal Yisrael because they have the multitudes, because they have the millions of soldiers against maybe just 5 Hashmonaim. Because Baruch Hu showed, and this is the Nes of Hanukkah, it's the Rabim Biyad Ma'atim, that the Nes of Hanukkah we'd say in Alan Nisim, is that even when they come with the Koyach of many, or the Koyach of Rabim, the Koyach of Ma'atim, of just a few, just a handful of Hashmonaim of Tzadikim, is greater than all of that put together. And when you take even a step deeper into the sinyan of Rabbi Van Ma'atim, not just mitzad the melchama, because we know that there's 2 dimensions to the Nes of Hanukkah. There's the melchama, and there's also the Nes of the Ner. So we already see by the Nes of the melchama how it is Rabim Biyad Ma'atim. But if you shift focus towards the Nes of the Ner, how there were metame all the lights in the Beis HaMikdash, all the shaman, but there was one which they couldn't get their hands on, the Chaisama Shel Kohen Gadol, and they were madlik that one pach, and from that one pach came 8 nights of Hanukkah. Which means to say that in the depths of this one pach shaman, there was really 8. That it was one pach which contained 8 pachim. This is also the inyan of Rabim Biyad Ma'atim. That although you may be holding one jug in your hand, and it's mamish just a mir because it can only light al piteva one night, really in that one pach there's really 8 pachim. That's also called Rabim Biyad Ma'atim. So what we see from the Nes of Hanukkah, with what we began with, that the tzura of the Nes of Hanukkah, what is it? That it boils down to the inyan that there's a kal and kedusha called Rabim Biyad Ma'atim. That the koyach of the miyut in kedusha has the koyach to be menatzeach on the many rabims of the Tumas Olam. How it is that the koyach of one Ner Hanukkah is more powerful than the many thousands of Xmas lights at this time of year. We know that this is the tkufa in which Torah Shebaal Peh was born. That until Hanukkah, that all Torah which was taught was Mila'ila L'Sata, which means to say that you had to be a Navi, you had to have a direct line with Hashem, and then Hashem would teach Torah. That in the same way that Hashem taught Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu, so to Yehoshua and to the Zakenim and all the generations afterwards, that there was a person in the generation called Moshe, or many Moshes, and they were the ones who were the bearers of Torah for that generation, that they taught Torah to Klal Yisrael. But in the Nes of Hanukkah, it gave birth to the Tkuf of Torah Shebaal Peh. That every single Jew has the ability to toil in Torah, and by using his seichel to uncover little pachin ketanim underneath the mizbeach. That if a person makes himself into a mizbeach and he's moiser nefesh, the mizbeach represents mesiras nefesh. So if he looks a little bit deeper under the mizbeach, he'll find shemen, which is a remes to Torah. That from here, the whole birth of Torah Shebaal Peh takes place. That's why the Sfarim HaKdoshim, they tell us as a drush, it says, "My Chanukah, the Tanu Rabbanan." So the Sfarim say that the whole essence of Chanukah, if you want to know what Chanukah is about, it's about the Koyach of the Rabbanan. It's the Koyach of the Rabbanan to unveil and to reveal Torah to the world. Not just to be a Navi, but every single person has the ability, if he's Mechlal or Rabbanan, to teach Torah to Klal Yisrael. There's a pasuk which the Torah tells us, I believe it's in Kisavoy and Nitzavim, Vayilach. The Torah tells us It's not because you are the many that you have the multitudes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has chosen you. It's because you are the few amongst the nations. In order to understand what this means, because we are the few that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has chosen us, that makes sense. What's the difference between many or the few? Hashem chooses you because you're a little? So it's in this pasuk right here that we need the Kayach of the Rabbanon. Because Rashi tells us over here, Ki atem ha-ma'at mikol ha-amim, that a person needs to understand this pasuk like a darshan, like a lamdan, with the Kayach of Torah Shebaal Peh. Not because you're the least amongst the nations of the world. Rashi says, Ki atem ha-ma'at means, Yoideya shatem ma'amitim eschem. You're m'mayit es asmechem. You know how to make yourself little before me, Hashem says. That I'm a mashpia toiv on you. That when I give you things, you don't use that as a rebellion against me. It doesn't bring you to a gaiva. That you know how to receive from me, and to receive from me in a way that you humble yourself before me, Hashem says. And therefore, the nekuda which differentiates and distinguishes Klal Yisrael from the Umos HaOlam is this inyan of Ki atem ar mema'at enas mischem. That you know how to make yourself little before me. Rashi here quotes, like we find by Avram Avinu, that he says, Ki ofer, and like Moshe Rabbeinu who says, V'nachnu ma, that a Jew knows how to humble himself. But to humble himself in a Yiddish way, without going into the sugya, this is one of the very deep sugyas in Chassidus especially, in Pnimius HaTorah, that there's a way that a Jew knows how to humble himself, which a goy does not know how to humble himself. Or even if you find a goy, what you would say about him, that he's a humble person. There's a way that a Jew is humble, it's called the madrig of ayin. That he's able to make himself like he's nothing in front of Hashem Yisbarach. That's what Rashi is bringing here by bringing Avram as an example, by bringing Moshe as an example. There's a madrig in Kedusha, which is called v'nachnu ma. That a person brings himself to a place that he's literally mamashka ayin in front of Hashem. Not that he is able to accomplish and he's just a humble person. That his whole essence is one of humility. That he sees himself in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as literally nothing. As Chazal say, like a ner bifni avuka. That's how the tzaddikim are in front of the Shechina. Which of course is a remez to Chanukah. We find an example of this by Yaakov Avinu as well. That when Yaakov has his confrontation with Esav, and he's looking around in his pockets for some type of a schus, what will be omer for him in this macham against Esav? But Yaakov says in front of Hashem, "Katointi mikol hachasad mikol ha'emes," that I made myself small in light of all the chesed and all the emes which you do for me. And this inyan in this koyach of katayinti, that Yaakov, which represents all of Israel, that when we go into battle against Esav, that he pulled out of his pocket this card called katayinti. That I know and that you've taught me how to make myself truly humble before you. And when Yaakov finally has his confrontation with Esav, and they get into a battle of words, Chazal say, to be medayek very carefully in the language of Yaakov and of Esav. That Esav says, Yesh li rov, that I have a lot. And in Yaakov says, Yesh li kol, I have everything. And Chazal tell us that this Yesh li rav and this Yesh li kol represent a difference in ideology between Yaakov and Esav. That for Esav, everything was just about rav. That I have a lot, and even a lot is not enough. That there's still more to accomplish, there's still more to gain, and until I have all of the mammon of the world under my belt and in my pockets, that's still called a lot, but not everything. With the little bit which Yaakov has, Yaakov says, Yesh li kol, that whatever Kodesh Baruch Hu gives me, that's fine with me. And included in that Yesh li kol, of course, is the fact that Yaakov goes running after the Pachim Ketanim, which is a symbol of his Yesh li kol, that if I have something, it's because it's bashert that I have it, of which the Shachal HaTorah says, and is well known, that these Pachim Ketanim represent the Nes of Chanukah. that in this battle right here between Yaakov and Esav, we find the Indian of Pachim Ketanim? How the Nesav Chanukah, that these Pachim represent the difference between Yaakov and Esav, that it's in fact when Yaakov goes back for the Pachim Tana, that Esav comes and makes his Malchama, which represents the Malchama that the Yevanim have with Yaakov. That in the same way that the Yevanim came with many men, and they thought to squash these five Chashmonaim, Esav came with 400 men against one little camp called Yaakov. It was the Rubchem versus Kiyama'at Mikem. But the one card that Yaakov pulled out, which is his saving grace, was the Katainti, that I know how to be machni myself in a way, which is a Yiddish way of Katainti. Don't look at my numbers. Look at my humility. Look at the quality of my Katainti versus the quantity of my Katainti. And it's of this that the Zohar Kaddish has a line, which is a Sfarim quote. And the line goes like this, Man de'ihu rav, ihu ze'ir. That a person is great, if he thinks that he's great, he's really very small. Uman de'ihu ze'ir, and if a person is small, he's really essentially great, ihu rav. If this is the difference between Yaakov and Esau. Man de'ihu rav, a person who thinks that he's very great, this is Esav, and he says, yesh li rav. And Yaakov who says, katainti, yesh li kol, man de'ihu ze'ir, he makes himself small, ihu rav, and he's very great. That's why ultimately Chazal tell us, Beis Yaakov is Eish, and Beis Yosef is Lahava, and they come and they consume the Beis Esav Lakash. Kash, Chazal say, which is the straw, Kash is gematria 400, the 400 men of Esav, that Yaakov is victorious, Mikoyach HaRemez of the Neis Chanukah. No, Yaakov, Yosef is gematria in Chanukah. That's the Beis Yaakov Eish and the Beis Yosef Lahava, that this combination of Yaakov and Yosef is able to consume the cash of Esav. Man de ihu ze'ir, ihu rav. Man de ihu rav, ihu ze'ir. We take it a step further, and we'll come back to the sinyan of Yaakov and Esav shortly, Mitzvah Shem. The sinyan of Rabim Biad Miatim. How the Ravs fall into the hands of the Ze'ir. The Nes of Chanukah took place, as we know, Matisyahu, Ben Yochanan, Kohen Gadol, in the hands of the Kohen Gadol. Now if you take a look at who exactly are the Kohanim in Klal Yisrael. Hashem says about Klal Yisrael, I choose you because you are what? Hama'at mikol ha'amim, because you're the lowest and the smallest of all the nations. That you know how to be memayit yourself in front of me. So if Klal Yisrael is already the Ma'at Mikol Amim, and we know that of all the Shvatim in Klal Yisrael, who is the Ma'at Mikol Klal Yisrael? Shevet. Well, Don is really the most inferior of them. But in terms of the smallest Shevet is the Shevet of Levi. And of the Leviim, the Chelek of Levi, which is the smallest of Levi, is who? Kohanim, the sons of Aaron. So not only did the Kadosh Baruch Hu make the Nes that the Yevanim fell into the hands of Klal Yisrael, which is the Ramim Miad Miatim, but even in the hands of the Leviim, which is the smallest of all of Klal Yisrael's Shvatim, and in the hands of the Kohanim, which is the smallest Chelek of the smallest Shevet of the smallest nation in the world. That's like three times Ma'at. Klal Yisrael is a Ma'at, Levi is a Ma'at, and the Kohanim is a Ma'at. That's why it's Rabim Biad Ma'atim, many Ma'ats. So just with Derech Remez, if you take the word Ma'at times 3, right, Ma'at is 119. It's 119 times 3. Anybody math majors here? 119 times 3? 357. Very good. So with the Koilil, it's Gematria Mashiach. 358 is Gematria Mashiach. That the whole Indian of the Nes of Chanukah, which is B'Shem and HaMishcha, which is a remis to Mashiach, you know, these lights are lights of Mashiach, that if a person is memayit himself, miyat agabi miyat, the more that a person is memayit himself, the more that he brings himself closer to the light of Mashiach. That's three times ma'at. Now this is, of course, appropriate because we know that the dreidel has the letters Geishna. Gimel Shin Nun Hei. Which have been Yisachar, Pinchas Karetzer. They tell us that the significance of the word Geishna is that Geishna is B'gematria Mashiach. That the dreidel itself is B'gematria Mashiach. Now, if anybody knows the rules of dreidel, right, the shin is the biggest loser. It means that you have to put money in if you get a shin. If you get a nun, then nothing happens. And nun stands for nisht, they say. Hay stands for halb, which means half. That you split it in half if you get a hay, that you split the pot. Or you take half of it. And the gimel is the winner. Now, why should the rules of Hanukkah be this way? That the gimel should be the winner? I think I said a story last year about the tish that we had together with the Meshet Tzvi last year, that the Rebbe from Sadiger, that he was once playing dreidel with his children, and he landed a hay. And he said, oh, I landed a hay, I'm the winner, I take everything. So the children were obviously very confused, and they said, this is not the rules of dreidel. The rules of dreidel is that gimel takes everything. So he said, no. He said, the letter hay is from the name of Hashem. The person lands on the name of Hashem, he takes everything. I think you can play by such rules. But the reason why the rules are the way they are, that there's a shin and then a nun and then a hey and a gimel, in descending order, is because when it comes to Hanukkah, right, you would think that the shin would be the winner because the shin is the highest gematria. But Hanukkah teaches you no, that if you have a lot of numbers, you're really the loser. So shin is the biggest loser. And the next biggest loser is a nun, because it's the next in the highest amount in the gematria. And then a hay at least takes half because it's the gematria 5, but the gimel's the winner because gimel is 3. That's the 3 times ma'at we spoke about before. And when it comes to Chanukah, it's rabim v'yad ma'atim. That the ma'atim are the winners. But not ma'atim in quantity, ma'atim in quality. That if you have a ma'at in quality, it's worth more than all the rabim. That even a shin, which is the highest number, stands very proud, very tall, 3 heads, falls in the hands of the gimel, which is just a tiny number. This pasuk, which we mentioned before, the koyach of Yaakov, which is the koyach of Katainti, that when a Jew is faced with melchama, when Esav is son of Yaakov, halacha Esav son of Yaakov, the Yaakov's clincher was the koyach of Katainti mikol hachasadim mikol hoemes. Chazal make a statement about a Talmid Chacham, which is one of the very puzzling statements of Chazal. Chazal say that it's mutter for a Talmid Chacham to be misgar. That a Talmid Chacham is allowed to have gaiva. But the gaiva of a Talmid Chacham is only mutter, what's called shmini shebishminis. An eighth of an eighth. This is the gaiva of a Talmid Chacham. What does it mean that it's an eighth of an eighth of is the gaiva of a Talmid Chacham? So they say b'shem the gain, they're not sure whether it's the gain. Other times say this as well. That the inyan of shmini shebishminis, the eighth of the eighth, is really a remez to the eighth parsha in Torah and the eighth pasuk of the eighth parsha. Now, if you go and pull out your chumashim and you take a look at the eighth parsha is Parshas Vayishlach. Confused, Jimmy? No? No? Right? I think I got that right. Hey, is the eighth parsha in Torah is... Yeah, we have a chumashim, we can check. Is Parshas Vayishlach. And the eighth pasuk of the eighth parsha begins with the word katainti. This is this pasuk. So therefore, the shmini shebishminis, where you find that it's mutter for a Talmid Chacham to be mezgah, we learn it out from Yaakov Avinu, because Yaakov, which is the rishus, that Yaakov has the right, he's a Talmid Chacham of all Talmid Chacham, he has the right to be mezgah. To what degree? Katainti mikol hachasadim. This is the gaiv of Yaakov Avinu. Of course, he needs an explanation. And what that means, the gaiv of a Talmid Chacham is shmini shebishminis. is that when a Talmud Chacham reaches a Madrega, that he literally becomes Ayin, that he becomes Mamish Zil, then it becomes Mutter for him to be Mizgar. You find this in the Zohar Kodesh. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, sometimes he says things like, the whole world is Kedai for me. I'm the greatest tzaddik who ever lived, that the world stands on my shoulders. There was never a tzaddik like me in the history. How can you say such things? It's a big kasha. How can Reb Shimon Bar Yochai speak like that? Rabbi Nachman did the same thing too. Rabbi Nachman said he was the biggest tzaddik of the generation. Rabbi Pinchas Karitzer said that about himself as well. He would say that, for example, he would say that there was nobody who knew how to daven like me since the days of David HaMelech. It's a big kasha, what do you mean? Right, the Baal Shem Tov was before the Pinchas Karitzer. Right? They were very big tzaddikim. Rav Ashi probably knew how to daven very good. Yehuda Anasi, right? Nobody knows how to daven like me since the times of David HaMelech. Pinchas Karitzer, he was a very big tzaddik. But the point is that a tzaddik, when he reaches the place that he's mamish nothing, and that he attributes everything which he does to Hashem Yisbarach, he has the license to speak ways of gaiva, because even his gaiva is not a gaiva at all. His gaiva is really part of his anava. Like Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi is the one in Torah, in the Gemara, that whenever he speaks, he says the words, Ani Oimer, I say. What is this Ani Oimer? I say? Since when does a tzaddik ever use the word ani? You find by many tzaddikim that they try as much as possible, even if they speak about themselves, they try not to say the word ani. There's stories like that about tzaddikim. That when tzaddikim would hear that other people would say ani, they would become pasul. Only Hashem says the word ani. Ani is for Hashem. Ani Hashem. They didn't like when people would say the word ani. It was like pasul to them, the word ani. And every time Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi speaks, not every time, but many times when he says, ani oimer, I say. Yet it's of him of which the Gemara says at the end of Saita, the Mishnah says, that when Rebbe died, then it was Batal Anava. That Rebbe is the paradigm of Anava. Isn't that a stira? But this is really the answer. That Yehuda Hanasi, that he had such Anava, that even when he said the word Ani, it wasn't a gaiva at all. That he knew how to say Ani in a way, when he said Ani, he wasn't talking about himself. He was talking about Hashem. What's interesting is that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, this farm say, is the Nesham of Yaakov Avinu. Ani stands for Ani Nishmas Yaakov, this farm say. And it's this Yaakov, which is the Katainti, which is the Shmini Shebishminis, that you learn out that a Talmid Chacham has a license to be Mizgaya when he's a Shmini Shebishminis, which means to say that even his Anava, he finds ways to be himself in a bigger Anava. That if Shmini represents Anava, that Shmini Shemem Shminis represents a degree of Anava which is literally Lamala Min Ateva. That even when you say the words Ani, you're not talking about yourself. That you reach a state of Ayin. That you turn the letters Ani into Ayin. This is the Gaiva of Yaakov and the Gaiva of Yehuda Hanasi. This is the Koyach of Katainti. A Katainti that the Rabbanan understand Katainti. Not atem hama'at mikolam, that you're the least amongst the nations. That you know how to be memayit yourself in front of Hashem, which is the midah of hoyd. That we know the sphere of hoyd is keneged Chanukah, the 8 days, which is hoyd, which is the eighth sphere. That a Jew knows how to be memayit himself. Interesting. We spoke about before, Mandi Ihu Rav, Ihu Zeir. Mandi Ihu Zeir, Ihu Rav. How it relates to Yaakov and to Esav. You find in this pasuk a remez to Chanukah as well. It says, "Katoyinti mikol hachasadim mikol haemes asher asisa esavdecha ki b'makli avarti esayaridin azeh ve'ato ha'isi l'shnei machanes." So the Paneach Raza al the Torah in this parsha, on that pasuk, says a lot of Kabbalah Shavuot. So he says over here, Ki b'makli avarati esayadin hazeh, he says that this makel of Yaakov Avinu was the place where he stored his shemen. That he had a little compartment in his makel where he would keep a little bit of shemen. When he wanted to learn Torah at night, he would take the shemen from there, make a little fire, and he would learn Torah that way. And this shemen right here in this makel is a remes to Chanukah. This is the shemen of Yaakov Ispachim Ketanim, that it came from this makel. So therefore, Mamele, in that place where you find the Katainti of Yaakov, you find the makel of Yaakov. What's interesting is that the word makli, where's our math major? What's the match of makli? 180. So the kavonas of the Ari says that 180 is gematria lahadlik. When you do lahadlik near Chanukah, mechavin lahadlik is gematria 180. As if to say that in the place where you have this makel, you find the koyach of the hadlok of near Chanukah. This word katainti, as it relates to Manda Ihurav Uzi'ir, which we mentioned before. We began with a maimer, if you remember, Amar of Zi'ir Amar Rav, that the Shemanim and the Psilis, which are Madlik on Shabbos, you could be Madlik for Chanukah. That's the Shita of Rav in the Gemara, according to Abzira. As if to say that if you had to touch up Shabbos and Chanukah, you would say that Shabbos is called Rav. Rav Lach Sheves. And Shabbos is called Rav. It's a very great light, the light of Shabbos. And Chanukah is a light of Zi'ir, which means that it goes into very low places. L'mata mi'asara tfachim. Right? Like the Ari HaKadosh tells us that L'halacha L'maisa. So when it comes on Erev Shabbos and a person has to choose between lighting Ner Shabbos and Ner Chanukah, we light Ner Chanukah first and then Shabbos. And he explains, because Shabbos is called Aliyas Olamos, that all the Olamos go up on Shabbos. And the whole Indian of Ner Chanukah is that Chanukah takes you down into the lowest places. So he says, if you already light Ner Shabbos and you go up to the highest places, you can't come back down. So he says, you have no choice but to light the Ner Chanukah first and to go down. And what you gain from that is that when you go all the way down to those low places and then you light the Ner Shabbos, you send up together in Shabbos, in this Shabbos, Shabbos Chanukah, which was, all the lowest alamos go up on Shabbos as well. So the halacha is first Ner Chanukah and then in Shabbos. Because Chanukah represents to go down into the lowest alamos. And then you ride Shabbos up to the highest alamos. But Chanukah is what's called Zi'ira, and Shabbos is called Rav. And in this mimer, Rav is equating, and he's saying that the Shemen and the Psilis which you light on Shabbos, you light for Chanukah as well. And this is in line with what we said before. Mandi ihu Rav iu Zeir, or mandi iu Zeir iu Rav. That in Pnimiyas, we don't see Shabbos and Chanukah as being two separate things. It's not that Chanukah is a low light. It's that this is goof for the godless of Chanukah. That the koyach of Chanukah is that the fact that it's so low, man that you zeir, ihu rav. That's the equation of Shabbos and Chanukah, and that's why who's the Baal Me'emar, which we just said, Reb Zeira b'shem Rav, Reb Zeira zeir, and Rav is Rav, because he's coming goofa to teach you man that you zeir, ihu rav. So therefore, Noah, the Shmua to the Baal Memra. If you come to this word Katainti, Katainti is one of the very unexpected, I should say, words. Because when the Baal Kari reads this word on Katainti in the Torah, if you have any Baal Kriya here, yeah, the mathematician is also the Baal Kari? No? That katainti, you don't know what you're going to get. What I mean is that when the person is laning, you could take a look at different chumashim as well. What is the tam on the top of the katainti? What is it? Huh? Azal Gerish or Revi. Right? You don't know what you're going to get. Sometimes the Baal Kerva is going to say, Kata Ainti. And then sometimes it goes, Kata Ainti. Right? It's funny because many times the Baal Kerva, he does it a revi, and everybody likes to do Kata Ainti. It's like, Ka'e'ila. You know that one? When everybody is a Kata. So Kata Ainti is one of those that everybody likes to scream out the Kata Ainti. But many times the Chazan, the Baal Kerva goes down, and then it's, it just doesn't shtim. But really, this katayinti and this difference in nusach in katayinti represents this whole inyan of ma'adi ihu rav yuzir yuzir yuzirah. Because the trap which goes all the way up is which one? Oz lagerish. Katayinti, right? It takes you all the way up. And the trap which takes you all the way down is the revi. Katayinti. And yet they're both on the same word, katayinti. How could that be? But that's good for the inyan. Katayinti means ma'adi ihu zir, which is the revi, which takes you all the way down. Ihu Rav is also an Azla Gerish, which takes you all the way to the top. So it's not really two Shmuas. It's because Ma de Ihu Zeir, Ihu Rav. That's the Katayim. When we come back to the Kavana, which we started with, of the Ari, that the Ari HaKadosh tells us that when you light Ner Chanukah, you have to be Mechav in the Shema. Just kedai to speak it out, what it is, this shame mash, and just be stamazai. Why not teach it a little bit? That if you take the shame, yudkei vavkei, many times we have what's called the milui, that you spell out any word, or especially names of Hashem. So if you were to spell out the shame yudkei vavkei, how would you spell it out? You would say yud is yud vav dalid. And how would you spell hey? Hey, hey, hey. Happens to be that you can spell hey three ways. You can spell it hey yud, hey aleph, and hey hey. And the Ari uses all of them. But when it comes to the shema, you use what's called milu alfin. Because you spell it out hey aleph. So it goes like this. Yud vav dalid, hey aleph. Now how would you spell vav? Vav vav, right? So you can spell it either vav vav or vav aleph vav. So since here we're using alfin, so we're going to spell it Vav Aleph Vav. And then Hey again is going to be Hey Aleph. Okay, so Yud Vav Dalet, Hey Aleph Vav Aleph Vav, and then Hey Aleph. It's Gematria Ma. That's called the Shema. It's a very important name. So in this Shema, the Ari says you have to be Machav in the Shem Aleph K Yud K. That when you get to that Aleph in the middle of the Vav, that Aleph turns into the Shem Ekya. So it goes like this. Yud, Vav, Dalet, Hey, Aleph. Vav, Aleph. And in that Aleph, you have to go like this. It's called Ribua. Aleph, Aleph, Hey. Then an Aleph, Hey, Yud. And then an Aleph, Ke, Yud, Ke. And then you finish off the rest of the Shem. Then a Vav, then a Hey, Aleph. That's it. Together, that's Gematria Chanukah. So here you have a Shem Ekya, which is coming out of the Shema. So again, in Pi Misa Taira, it does what it does. But Al Pi, for what it does here, for our purposes, is that the Shema, the Sfarim always tell us, always is the Shema of Anava. The Moshe Rabbeinu is the Anav Mikol Adam. The Ata Yisrael, the Mo Hashem Elokecha, Shalom Meimach, the Sfarim say that Hashem is asking that you should just be an Anav. Mo Hashem Elokecha, Shalom Meimach. That Hashem is asking you should have the Nakuda of Ma. And Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who says V'nachnu Ma. Like Rashi brings Gufa on that place. Ke'atem hama'at mikol ha'amim. Rashi says like Moshe who says V'nachnu Ma. So therefore when you have the Shema in the Halakha of Ner Chanukah, that Shema represents the humility of a Jew. Man de ihu zeir. But the Shem Ekya, of which the Zohar says that the Shem Ekya means Ana Asala Mahave, I will be one day. Ekya means I will become something. That's the shame of a person's determination that he's going to be an Adam Gadol, that he's going to be great, that he has a mission to fulfill. He's not going to be pushed around. That he's going to have Atzlacha, that he's very great. And that's really what we're saying here. Man de ihu zeir ihu rav. Then in the place where you find that ma, where you find that humility of Avram, the humility of Moshe, That's where you find the greatness of a Jew. That he can say Ekya, that he could say Ani, that he could say I'm going to be something. But because that Ani is cushioned in a place called Ma'at, that a person reaches such a place like Maisha, that he's Ayin, then he has the liberty and the rights and the license to say about himself, Ekya, I will be. Because Ma'an de'i uzi'ir ihura. This idea of katainti, katainti mikol hachasad, mikol ha'emes. I'll just say b'derech klachayan, and then we'll conclude because we see it's getting late. There's an idea called ein shtei malachim mishtamshim b'keser echad. That if you have a person who's an ani, that he's a bal gaiv of himself, that he's not going to shtim with other people. Like the Shemesh and the Areach. But La'asa Lava HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to have it. This is the whole essence of Kiddush Levana, that Hashem will rectify the Levana, and even the Levana will be like a Shemesh. And this is a remez in the words of Yaakov here, without getting into details how that is. But he says that there's two midas here, that's called Chesed and that's called Emes. And this mid of Chesed and Emes are really steerers to each other. That if you want to act al derech ha-chesed, how can you act al derech ha-emes? It's either it's emes or it's chesed. They're in steer with each other. Really, in primius, chesed represents Yom Kippur, and emes represents Rosh Hashanah. And these 11 days or 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are the 10 days which make that the Yemois HaLevana are equal to the Yemois HaChama. We know that there's 365 days of Chama, and there's 54 days of the Yemois HaLevana. And the Goyin says that these 10 days from Hashanah Yom Kippur make it to be Mashlim, that the days of the Levana should have 10 more, they should be equal to the days of the Chama. That it's coming to equate the Shemesh and the Yareach together. That's called the Chesed of Yom Kippur, should be equal also to the Emes of Rosh Hashanah. And that's merumas in the words of Yaakov here. The Yaakov says, katainti. Katainti mikol hachasadim mikol ha'emes. That when a person is holding onto the nekud of katainti, then he makes himself ein. If you're ein, then it's shnei malachim mishtamshim b'keser echad. If not, then it's ein shnei malachim mishtamshim. But if you're ayin, then it's ayin shnei malachim mishtamshim b'keser echad. You can have two shamoshim, two shemishes. That's called Rav Chesed V'Emes. When you're Rav Chesed, when your Chesed is truly so great, you can shtim with Emes. That it's not a steer with each other. But a Rav, which is a Rav, a man, the Iuzi'ir, Ihu Rav. Such a Rav can shtim with the Chesed and the Emes together. That's why if you take Katonti Mikol HaChasadim, Mikol HaChesed, the word Mikol is the letters Melech, Umikol HaEmes is Umelech. Which means to say that the melech of chesed and the melech of emes, that's called shnei malachim. These are two malachim which are mishtamshim b'keser echad. Because when there's a katainti, then these two malachim are mishtamshim b'keser echad. That's the inyan of Ner Chanukah, that you take a ner which is called the shamish, which is the shemesh, and you light other neirs and you turn them also into shemeshes. Because we pass in malikim miner l'ner. Which means that really when you light an Ner Chanukah, even that could become a shamish. There's not only one shamish, there's more than one shamish. Although, Taisa says, and this is Bipaskin, that we don't practice Madlikim Miner L'Ner, we use the shamish as designed for that. That's because we're not yet at a state where it's been Nisgal, the Tikkun of the Yareach, that we should say that the Shnei Malachim Mishtam Shal B'Kasir Achad. Chanukah comes to bring that. Chanukah is the Tikkun of Hoyt, it's the Tikkun of the Yareach. But since it's not been nizgal yet, so we don't practice halacha that way. But in primius, because this is the essence of what Chanukah is coming to do, so therefore we say malikim miner l'ner. That really every single ner Chanukah is also a shamish. That's called, and shamish makes another shamish. That's called mishtamshin. That there's really two shamishes, not just a shamish and yareach. The tikkun of the mor hakatan should also be a mor hagadol. But coming back to this Katayinti, and we began with the Shmini Shebishminis, and Alida saw this in Sfar Makdeshim as well, that we know that Chanukah is 8 days. And we know that the 8th day of Chanukah, which is today, which is Eitz Chanukah, is the climax of Chanukah. That the lowest day of Chanukah is really the highest day of Chanukah. Mandi'i was the year, and Chanukah is really considered to be the lowest Yontif of all the Yontif. It's only the Rabbanan. It's called Soif Kol HaNisim. It's the last of all the Nisim. And it's really, it's even less than Purim, although Purim is also the Rabbanan, but at least Purim was instituted by Nevi'im. Chanukah was really, they were mekabalit upon themselves. The Shana Acheres Kavum, they established it, but it doesn't have the same Taikif as Purim. It's really like the lowest of all the Yomim Toivim. It's the last mitzvah of all Tariq mitzvahs, the 620th mitzvah, the last Rabbanan is Chanukah. And the last of the last day of Chanukah, which is like the lowest place in all Tariq mitzvahs, that's where you find a day called Zayis Chanukah, which is really, as Sfar Makdeshim say, that it has the Kayach of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Mamish. It's not a day to be taken lightly, although it's the lightest of all days. That it's Niskal in that place, in Mandi Yuzi'ir, Yuhu Be'emes Rav. It's a very big day. And that's really the secret of Shmini Shebishminis. Chanukah is called Shmini, but the Shmini Shebishminis is called Zayis Chanukah. Where it's mutter for Talmid Chacham to be Mizgah, then in that place called Zeir, you find the Rav. You find very big things there. There's only a few hours left, 8 hours left in this Shmini Shemishminis. So Kadosh Baruch Hu should help us. We should have a lot of Siyata Deshmaya, where we should know the message of Ner Chanukah. The message of Ner Chanukah is the Koyach that a Jew knows, how to humble himself in front of Hashem, that although they stand in many numbers and they light many lights, and they tried to extinguish the candle of Klal Yisrael. Literally tried to blow it out with all their menis. The Nes of Chanukah is Rabim Biad Ma'atim, that the more that a person is memayit himself in front of others, in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu particularly, he becomes greater, and he becomes greater. This is the essence of a Talmud Chacham. That the more that he's memayit himself, the more that he uses his Liman HaTayra to come to more Yerushalayim, to come to more Avos Hashem, a person becomes greater and greater. It's a tribute to your Rebbe, because your Rebbe is really a Rebbe who's unique in that he's not just here to teach you Torah, he's here to teach you how to live a life as a Jew. And living a life as a Jew means to know how to learn Torah, to glean from the Orah of Torah. Ki ner mitzvah Torah, or that Chanukah is not just about building lights and amassing knowledge. But every single light that a person is kone has to bring him to more hachna. How can the learning which I learned today bring me to more Avos Hashem? How can the learning which I do today and the mitzvahs which I do bring me to more Yerushalayim? After all, Chazal say, Mo'ashem Elokei Hashem Ma'imachim Liyira, the only thing that Hashem has in this world is Yerushalayim. That's all that He wants. We were created for Yerushalayim itself. So there's many Talmid Chachamim out there, and if they have Yerushalayim, then they have everything. And that's called Yeshli Kol. And if they don't have Yerushalayim, then they have Yeshli Rav. You can have a lot of Torah, and you can be Bechlal the camp of Esav, which is called Yeshli Rav. And you're privileged to have a Rebbe who gives you that perspective. To give you that perspective, to know how to use Torah in a way that a person is truly growing from Torah. That it should be a samachaim and not a samamavis chas v'shalom. That the Torah that a person learns should be the mitash shel olishma, that it should be bolishma. To be zeichet to true anava. Like Moshe Rabbeinu, who's the greatest Talmid Chacham. Hashem didn't praise him by saying, Moshe Rabbeinu, he's the greatest Talmid Chacham ever lived. That wasn't the hesped that Hashem gave about Moshe. He said, the Moshe Rabbeinu, he's anav mikol adam b'chol beis inemonu. This is the tribute, the forever tribute to Moshe Rabbeinu, that he's the greatest anav who ever lived. That his nachnu ma is the greatest ma in history. And a person has to measure grosh not just by how many daffin he learns. Of course, that's a very good thing to accomplish. But how many daffin he learns and how much Yerushalayim it brings him to. That Chanukah should be a time that we walk away from Mishmini Shebishminis with pachim ketanim, with lots of pachim. Pachim with the full of shaman of Torah, but shaman of humility. That the shaman itself, which goes very quietly. When you pour shemen, you don't hear like mayim, it doesn't make a big rash. But shemen rises to the top. That it has a way of going very discreetly, very quietly. And because of that, the lightness and the discreetness and the humility of the shemen, it rises above all the mashkin. It should be zeicha that the Torah which you learn should be bechin of shemen. That it should take us to very great places. We should understand in the lives which we live and the Torah which we learn. Man de'i'u zi'ir, ihu rav. To run after that humility. To be zeicha to be amongst those who are katayinti. And to be zeicha that Hashem should show us that the revelation of that tiny light, that tiny ner yishuv eso, that not just that it can't be nisbatel, but when it's niskale, should be very soon, that it should be mechala and tmevato, all the lights in the world, that it should all see ba'orach anir or v'yizkoyal tzedek m'hevim minu amen. Amen.